The St. Louis River is one of 43 sites the U.S. EPA listed as the most polluted areas on the Great Lakes. The Howards Bay project aims to remove contaminated sediments through dredging to improve shipping and restore fish and wildlife habitat. Joe Graham with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the bay is contaminated with metals like lead and mercury.
Back in the days before there was environmental regulation, there wasn't a lot of thought given to what we were putting into the water. And those contaminants now are a legacy that we have to deal with today.
The city will accept dredge material at the Wisconsin Point landfill as part of its contribution to the project. Fraser Shipyards in Superior is contributing more than $2 million to the roughly $18.5 million cleanup. Work is slated to begin sometime next year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.